This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Darling, willkommen in meinem neuen magischen Geschenkuniversum mit legendären Kleinigkeiten, Kostbarkeiten und Schätzen. Von traumhaften Überraschungen bis zu himmlischen Geschenken. Es ist für all die Stars in deinem Leben etwas dabei. Lass zu Weihnachten deine Beauty-Wünsche wahr werden mit Charlotte Tilbury.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, Pete Rose, hairy armpits, and buying cover-up. It's all coming up right after this.
This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then, Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way this Friday on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
There are lots of silly people with silly ideas about getting money by doing nothing at all. And such silly notions, well, they rarely pan out. But I've got a plan I'd like to share with y'all. I'm gonna sell this song as an NFT and never have to work again. I'm gonna sell this song as an NFT and sit around with my friend.
Yes. Hey, buddy, old pal.
No more fixing up tractors and breaking a sweat. I got a stone cold plan, a surefire bet. Gonna sell this song as an NFT and live the rich life till the end. Now some of you silly people are asking, hey, what the heck's an NFT?
Yeah, I was thinking.
Well, such a silly question has a simple answer, so won't you lend your ears to me?
Talk to me.
NFT stands for non-fungible token, supported by blockchain that can't be broken. They're digital assets like art and videos. In other words, nobody knows. I'm gonna sell this song as an NFT and make about $1 million. I'm gonna sell this song as an NFT to one of them Wall Street schmucks. The poverty line I won't be a-missing. I'm tired of living life without a pot to piss in. Gonna sell this song as an NFT and live the rich life till the end. Some of you silly people are wondering what you gonna do with all of that dough.
What are you?
I'll buy a water park and fireworks stands and panties worn by Marilyn Monroe. I'll hire beautiful girls and get some lion cubs and open a petting zoo strip club. Buy a diamond-studded bass boat, naked mermaid up front. In other words, whatever I want. I'm gonna sell this song as an NFT and finally be top dog. I'm gonna sell this song
as an NFT, sitting pretty and high on the hog. No more waking up early and sleepwalking through life. I'll have real stacks of cash and a fake boobied wife. Gonna sell this song as an NFT and live the rich life till the end.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah.
All right.
Here's some extra. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Now, listen to this, Tom. Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred said he has discussed Pete Rose, people behind the scenes, and they are looking at a posthumous induction for Rose into the Hall of Fame now that he has passed away.
They are considering a petition
to have him removed from the permanently ineligible list and possibly induct him into the Hall of Fame. Talks are beginning.
That's a shame. Pete Rose said, don't you do it.
Yeah, don't you dare. So apparently somebody's really got it out for Rose.
No matter what he says, we're doing the opposite. Screw him.
Yeah, you can't win on this one. You're gonna, no matter what you do, someone's going to be upset. But the guy had the numbers, let's face it.
He did have the numbers.
He sure did.
He was very good.
Yeah, you can't. Well, that's the old, I don't know about Major League Baseball as much as I do about the NFL, but they, when they're voting for NFL Hall of Fame members, they say, can you mention this player's name? Can you mention the NFL history without mentioning this player's name is the compelling argument.
Right.
And
so OJ's still in.
OJ's still in, technically, yeah, because he had the 2,000-yard season, yada, 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 stuff like that. So can you talk about Major League Baseball without talking about Pete Rose?
No.
I don't think he can, positive and negative. The Los Angeles.
Maybe he'll get in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Maybe.
He's got a better shot.
He deserves to be in there more than Patti Smith.
Hey.
Well, you really got an out for her,
don't you? Why do
you
hate Patti Smith so
much? I like to think Patti Smith rebuffed Tom's advances one night in Soho.
Yeah.
I never was that drunk.
Her bohemian musk.
Yes.
Captivated. Yeah, not your thing.
Long stringy hair, armpit hair.
Yes.
I've saved every pube. She stabbed her palm all out in the palm of her hand. You knew you had to have her.
Tugs on a bottle of Jack.
Bush, like a 70s Barbara Streisand hairdo.
Oh.
Did you ever, Tom, in the 70s, early Star 70s, New York City, Columbia University, Man About Town, Tom Griswold, did you ever kiss a girl with hair on her armpits?
That you knew of, yeah, because
that you were aware of.
You really were around that. You must have been.
Yeah, you had to.
A huge one.
Yes, but I tended to go for the heterosexual women.
Well, there are plenty.
And I have a follow-up to my question. Can you actually converse with me without being snarky? Is that possible?
He didn't have a history, remember? He never touched
me. I don't remember. I don't. How about you? Have you ever had a bohemian?
Not knowingly. I don't know. I don't think so. Yeah. Certainly not.
I did discover it during.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
No kidding.
Big hairy armpits?
Yes. They weren't awful.
Did you think something else? Was it so hairy you thought something else was in your face, but it was her armpit?
Until finally she gave me the tap and went, why are you spending so much time?
Hey, you know that
you're never going to find it there. Although it kind of tickles.
You're licking my armpit.
I'm not saying I don't like it. I'm just saying.
Turn on the light, for God's sake.
It wasn't that bad, but it was bad enough.
Okay.
You didn't go back for seconds.
No, we may have.
I have mentioned this before. When I was in the early days of radio, my first day, they said, so-and-so's coming in, and when you're done, I was doing a day shift on a Saturday, and Stinky's coming in here. And I thought, Stinky? But everyone called her behind her back, called her Stinky. And I thought that was kind of rude.
Right.
And then when she walked in, she was very attractive, strawberry blonde, but did not bathe.
Ugh.
Oh, my.
And apparently there's some whole thing where there are people that just don't bathe.
Mm.
And that it was unbelievable. I mean, really, really stinky.
And she was attractive.
That same girl.
Yes, yes, but bad odor.
Oh, that same girl with the armpit hair was on top.
Mm-hmm.
And at one point, she looked down, smacked my belly, and went, "You really need to eat better."
Your lover.
And in my head, I went, "I don't think this girl's that into me."
Yeah, but you're into her.
I know. That was the weird thing.
Was this during or?
Absolutely yeah. During.
During.
Yeah. Yeah. You really need to eat better. Like, she was my doctor.
She was your doctor?
No, like she was my doctor.
They were playing doctor.
I never have had sex with
you. Yeah, I know that's maddening, but that was the funniest thing I've ever seen.
Listen, is that a tongue depressor? Or
that's one thing I haven't had a chance to do.
You never slept with a doctor before?
Yeah. What a mind.
So it wasn't your doctor, right?
Did it ruin the moment, or were you okay?
It for about 10 seconds, honestly, okay. Yeah. Well,
now, did you ever say to yourself something like, "This is going to be a good story. I can't wait to tell my brother this one."
What I should have said was, "Hey, you're the one banging a fatty."
Can that be a chapter in your book? "You're the one banging a fatty." I like that very much. Well, once again, today's unsuccessful show.
Boy, it is a mess.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Yeah, can't have any conversation.
It's okay, though.
Had a weird bonding moment with one of my daughters.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. I love stuff like this.
Let's see, not to get into too much of this.
She liked a Beatles song.
Well, no, but that's anyone with little kids, they'll be walking around, all of a sudden they're singing some classic rock song, and you go, "How do you know that?" And it's always from some movie.
Right.
Because they're using it. No, I had to buy makeup. See this thing here? This is a tube of...
cover?
Of Elf.
Mm-hmm.
Like, is this I don't know what this
Elf is. Elf is a brand of makeup.
We were in Target, yes. And I have this scar that I have to cover up for certain things.
Oh.
So I had to find the
you a hand model now?
Matching skin tone.
Well, how nice. She helped you out.
Yeah, so we're sitting there trying to match my skin tone. How did I do?
Looks pretty.
You look scar-free to me.
Yeah. So isn't that weird?
Why do you need to cover up a scar?
Just for things. My hand modeling career is taking off.
Oh, very nice.
I had no idea.
That's my favorite episode of Friends, by the way.
Hand model one.
That's abs. That's one of the weirdest, funniest shows ever. Who is that? Thomas Lennon.
It is.
I love him.
Yeah, that's such a great. Anyway,
17 again is.
It's just weird being in the makeup department of Target with your little girl getting so excited because, "Daddy, I think it's this one."
Oh, that's cute.
So if you're watching on the video, wondering what the hell I'm doing,
could I have her come with me because I'm having a hard time finding a concealer? Maybe she could help.
She'd love it.
Yeah.
Oh, it's called a concealer.
Yes. Now, how are we supposed to?
Oh, yes. That makes it sound so cool and Watergate-like secret.
It's a concealer.
Yes, it does.
How are we supposed to sit here when you say something like that?
What do you mean?
You're having trouble finding a concealer.
I am.
You.
Yes. Well,
what if I just want to hear you go and throw a blanket over you? That pretty much conceals everything.
Okay, all right. There's your first shot. Fine.
Christy's husband, Andy's here. Andy, would you like to have a concealer? For
God's sakes, get a concealer for her, will you? Yeah, that's all she talks about.
Andy, concealer does not mean hitman.
Oh, it doesn't? Never mind. Hey, by the way, fellas, I want to give you an update on my new place. You remember my new place?
Oh, sure.
It's down the road. It's a hotel.
Yeah. And,
really nice. She thinks I'm at the office, but it's real nice.
Yeah, I understand.
I made friends with the...
He insisted on getting a one-story hotel so he wouldn't be tempted to jump.
The cleaning staff. That's right.
Funny.
We're finally getting to her. We have to visit the sports page with Chick McGee.
I've got Japanese, as Archie Bunker would say, Japanese turlets. That's
what?
Right. The Los Angeles Dodgers added Japanese-style toilets to the team's clubhouse to help sign their latest Japanese acquisition. He says it's Roki Sasaki. I say, why aren't we calling him Rocky Sasaki?
Right.
What
right.
the hell?
Wow.
What is a
anyway,
Japanese toilet?
According to reports, the team made the change amid a $100 million renovation on the team's clubhouse. Sasaki suggested having the toilets would help sway his decision about where to sign. The Japanese turlets often include a bidet function, a remote control, heated seats, automatic lid. Toto, I think, makes an amazing
But this is a legit, wasn't a demand, but they thought they'd have a better shot of getting this guy. if they.
Oh, plus,
I have all
sounds
those
like
functions.
A great toilet. I'd
plus,
like to have that.
Show, hey, Ohtani.
Hey, Ohtani.
He's probably using the Japanese toilet as well.
Oh, Christy, I can get you that. That's what I have.
You have all those things on yours?
I do not have the automatic toilet, but it is one of those low slam toilets, which. Yeah. Has made using any other toilet real loud for me because I forget.
I was just saying, all of my lids are slow close. Like so if you go somewhere and they're not slow close, clang!
Yeah.
It's like on a spring?
Kind of.
Do you close your lid before you flush?
To cut down on people yelling at me, I'm going to say yes.
You're supposed to close the top. The
lid.
The lid. You close the lid before you flush.
What?
What?
Yeah. Oh, I understand. I'm sorry. I thought you meant the seat.
No, I don't put the seat up.
Have you ever tried to use a sit down on a toilet without using the seat?
Oh, yes.
Have you ever tried that?
A couple of beers.
Yeah, well, of course.
That is bad.
Is not fun.
By the way,
your ass is in the water.
This is not meant to be in any way offensive, but it probably will come out that way.
Uh-huh.
Are toilets in Japan lower
and smaller?
I mean, some of these baseball players.
Well, you know, you're supposed to. That's where the squatty potty came in. Your knees are supposed to be up closer to your chest as you're defecating. You realize.
But are Japanese toilets in general lower?
I think they are.
I don't know.
Because the population.
They were in Korea, and they. In fact, I had to use some of the, to put it inelegantly, hole in the ground toilets too.
I was going to say plenty of those. Where is that with just the hole in the ground?
China.
That's huge.
China.
Yeah, and there were a couple in Korea too.
And when you were walking around on the streets of Korea, did anyone scream Godzilla? Anything like that?
I got. I would get Shrek. I would get.
No kidding.
Oh yeah. But it was always little kids.
Okay.
And it was. It didn't bother me. It was
kind of cute. Yeah.
The only time it kind of annoyed me was I was going. A buddy of mine and I, we were singing in a Korean woman's wedding, and I had to go buy a suit. And I walked in, and they laughed and laughed. Just me walking in, the two sales ladies laughed and laughed and were waving their hands, no, we have, and essentially telling me, we have nothing for you. You are too huge.
No kidding.
Their store. Yeah. They have nothing in the store for you.
Yeah.
Nothing even in the back for you.
And they wouldn't even let me try anything on.
Can I stop for one second?
Wow.
You were singing at a wedding?
Yeah.
What were you singing?
What songs?
I don't even know the name of the song.
There is love.
The bride picked it out. It was some song she loved. Yeah.
Oh.
So did you have to phonetically learn the Korean words?
Oh, no. The songs were in English. Mm. The couple was Korean.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. And they asked... Because we would do karaoke a lot, and they were like, "Oh, you guys sing good." So my buddy Russ and I sang at their wedding.
Please sing "A Wreck of Edmund Fitzgerald."
You ended up finding a suit, I assume.
I did.
Oh,
yes.
Good. Oh,
and those, you'll notice, we're not giving you anything.
You realize you got the vacuum, right?
I'm sorry. You know what? I'm sorry. I feel bad. I did not hear you. What?
Yeah.
You
No. We like
leave it there.
Paychecks.
We have we have loans,
mortgages,
children, food to eat.
I was just thinking, like, what would be the most inappropriate song if they didn't really understand what it was about?
Any song title done in the accent you used would be the most inappropriate.
Right. It wasn't the title.
It had nothing. Is
that right?
Yeah.
Oh, so you recognize the accent. Ergo, it was correct.
Is that
you
what you're...
You can justify this however you want to the judge.
I understand they tried to get a guy actually from Australia.
Oh, God.
And they had to get a special toilet that the water spun around the other way for him.
Oh, you want to make him feel at home.
Yeah, sure.
You
can't take a healthy dump if you don't have your home field advantage. Did you ever hear my idea to create a product? Those... whatever you call them, those VCR glasses. What are those called?
VR. Yeah.
VR
headsets. VCR glasses.
That's the Betamax.
Virtual reality headset.
Betamax specs.
My big God, machine my hanging God. Off your God. Glasses.
So you put on the VR glasses, and it would be a program called Home Field Advantage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it would turn any disgusting roadside toilet into your home bathroom.
Mm.
You'd look around, oh, this is great. And it would find the seat, and you'd sit down and go, gee, it doesn't feel this moist at home, but you still think you're home.
I kind of have that. Any bathroom I use, I take out my phone, and it becomes a porn set.
There you go.
I'm sorry, we're off the topic. Back to sports.
A speedboat went airborne and did a backflip while trying to break a speed record.
I saw this video yesterday.
Two racers inside the boat's covered cabin survived the incident. The boat over 200 miles per hour.
I really did. I saw the video.
Yeah.
I mean, this is.
I thought you weren't looking at news anymore.
Yeah, I was reading books.
Yeah.
Before lifting off. Yeah, you're just reading books.
I hope I don't sound that way. If I do,
you do.
Stab me in the neck.
I just read books.
In your defense, Josh, this video is. They're going 200 miles an hour on the water.
Yeah. I have to see that.
It just goes there. The front just goes airborne.
The boat just goes, yeah.
Then it starts spinning.
It goes flying.
Oh, here we go.
Here we go. We're going to watch it now.
This is the video I saw.
Is this the video you saw? Really,
this
John?
Is rough. Watch this.
3, 2, 1, 0.
Up she goes.
Oh, and it keeps flying.
Like it's made of nothing.
Oh, man.
I mean, they are crazy light.
Well, are they okay?
That's going to leave a mark.
Yeah. And it looks like the water looks a little choppy.
They survived the incident. The crash took place 3/4 mile course at the annual speedboat race in Arizona.
West.
Yikes.
Speedboat Magazine. What do you think the circulation is for Speedboat Magazine? Never mind. Ray Lee said the flying boat still managed to cross the finish line and win the contest, a top speed of 200.1 miles
an
hour.
Wait a minute.
After that?
That doesn't seem fair.
That's what it says.
Well, they crossed the finish line.
Yeah, but they were flying.
In midair, apparently.
Hey, it doesn't say anything about being on the surface of the water.
I don't think being airborne counts.
I'd say they're more astronauts than Katy Perry.
Oh, here we go.
Oh. I'm an astronaut. And you were up there for 9 minutes, okay? All right.
I don't feel like those ladies... Is there footage of them actually saying, we are astronauts?
Yeah, they were.
Or did somebody call them astronauts?
Gail King did make a remark similar to that, but not quite as, you know, demonstrative.
Mm. I'd like to see this boat thing with a couple of water skiers behind it, or at least a tuber.
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
Can you imagine 200 miles an hour over the water?
No.
Yeah,
that's insane.
On water skis, that'd be amazing.
It'd be really
What do you suppose the speed record is for water skiing?
I'm sure I can find it.
Because, I mean, if you're going, whatever, 80 miles an hour over the water, it's going to be like hitting concrete.
I'm going to say 70 to 80 miles an hour.
I'm going 45.
Because your arms, I mean,
water skiing.
Can't hang on to a 200 mile per hour.
Well, but once you start going, it's all relative. Yeah.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is. Your arms are...
Well, the wind resistance would be the problem.
Yes.
You're not being jerked off the dock at 80 miles an hour.
No, I know, but you're also... No.
Okay, you guys.
Did you find it?
The fastest water skiing speed record, 143.08 miles per hour.
Gee, that seems a little faster than 80. How did he keep his arms on?
That's what I want to know. Where was the tie?
Christopher Michael Massey river.
It's Christopher No Arms Massey.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Michael Rosenbaum and Tom Welling take you behind the scenes of one of the greatest shows of all time.
Their ultimate rewatch podcast. We're in the midst of season 7. And
Hold on. Obviously, we had a very successful television show for 10 years. That was Superman-based.
But we had to make everyone believe that you were Clark.
I gotta be honest, I was surprised at the end of this episode that I wasn't.
I was too!
Talkville, the Smallville rewatch podcast.
I'm not sure I knew when I was filming it that I was not me.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.